Manabunaboy said lessons from the lane. Pesach haba alein lutova. Yes, this night will be different than all other nights. A Pesach that will be quite unique. Li'olam voed. However, I think this Pesach will be different if we take it to heart and understand that the whole point of Pesach is v'asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu es birkas moedecha. Every holiday has its bracha. The bracha of the holiday of Pesach, Shehu Rosh Chodeshim, the first of the month, is Ahava, love. We are engaged to Hashem, the Eristich Li'olam, it's when He chose us. The Chasana will be in 50 days from Pesach at Ma'amar Har Sinai, but the engagement, that's the true Ahava, and this is the Chag of Ahava. It's no mistake that Shir HaShirim is read on this holiday, because it is the holiday of love. Kol Dodi Dofek, Rav Soloveitchik's famous essay. What's Kol Dodi Dofek? Midaleg Al Harim. What does it mean, She Midaleg Al Harim? That he is Midaleg. So we are told, the Medrash tells us, that's Pesach, when Hashem decided to pass over the Jewish people. That's how special the day is. That Hashem chose us as a nation, and He decided to pass over us. Pischuli achosi rayosi. Ein ahava godol mizu. Says the Medrash Rabban Shir HaShirim, again, the Megillah that we read on this holiday, Kasher Omer Moshe l'bnei Yisrael, HaChodesh atem l'galim. This is it. This is the month where they're going to let you out. They didn't believe in the Jewish people. Omer lo, heichanu nigalim. How is it possible? V'chol mitzrim mitunfos migdulei avodah zarah shelanu. We made the Avodah Zarah. We're Messiah Avera. Amar Lahem, Hoil V'hu Chafetz, Migdulatchem. He longs, he pines for you to be free. He doesn't look, Enu Mabit L'Gilui Arayas. He doesn't look at your Giloi Sar, Gilo Avodah Zarah Shalachem. Ella Medaleg Al Harim. He skips over you, he passes over the bad thing. Heim Hikshu, they're not done yet. Vishalu, Heich Anu Nigalim. Im Avru Rak 210 Mitoch 400. How can it be? We know that it's 400 years. We did the calculation. We got a lot longer. He said 210 years. Shanot Avuda. Anu Moshe Hoyo V'chofetz. God desires to set you free. He doesn't look at the cheshbon of yours. And of course, in the Haggadah, we will read the true cheshbon. Because why? Midaleg alam. And that's what this night is all about. Bin hafochu, if you will. What you think that you don't deserve, you clearly deserve. The laila hazeh. That's what the midaleg alam is. We'll be saying, of course, at the end of Pesach, the famous line of Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. This is my God. Zeh Eli, this is my God. And I will glorify Him. Gemara has different ways of glorifying the name of Hashem. One of them is Tznah B'Mitzvos. We come to Shul with the most beautiful Esrog box and the most beautiful Esrog for everybody to see. Someone once quipped if the Mitzvah Maror was in front of everybody, you would have a gorgeous Maror holder and you would have a Shir Chazonish and you'd need a Pesimcha. This year, Zekelu V'Anveyu is the true test. What is your table going to look like on Pesach night? Will you take out the finery knowing that family members and those that knock on the door for, they won't, nobody's going to see you're in quarantine. Zekelu is to say, no, this is my Eli, this is my God, V'Anveyu, and I'll do it just because of what I want to do, because I know that He loves me and I want to show that love back with a beautiful set table. With preparing before for the Seder, with asking the questions, with giving out the candy to the kids, preparing, making sure we sleep a little bit before, so that we're ready for this Chag of Ahava, of Kol Dodi Dofek. Are we answering the door? God says to us, okay, enough. I didn't let you leave. You can't do anything. Don't give me the excuse of work. Don't give me the excuse of traveling. You have no excuse anymore. You can't go anywhere. Knocking on the door. Do you answer the door, as Rav Soloveitchik beautifully said, the Eretz Yisrael door? Nisim and the flow, Shein Kamo, that we've seen in our generation. Do we realize that Hashem is here? The Dolig Al-Har. when we reach a time of despair, as Esther said, Zeh Keli, this is my God. But of course, Keli, Keli, is the Tehillim says, Lama Zavtani, the song of Esther. Why have you left me? What about my relationship? But we shouldn't think for a moment God ever leaves us. Says the Sitka said Hatzadik, Rav Tzadok, Ein Shum Mikra Ba'olam. There's no such thing as happenstance. It just happened. Just happened that some guy ate a bat, and now we're all sitting in quarantine. No, Ein Shum Mikra Klal. Ein Shum Mikra Ba'olam Klal. Kol Ma, Shekori La'odam. Everything Hashem knows, and He did it on purpose. That's the ikar of everything. That's the ikar of all amunas. Ikar hakol. All the mitzvah says, Rav Tzadok. All 613 is to just reach the point of realizing of mikra. Happenstance doesn't exist. You know what mikra is? Aveira, he says. That's happenstance. That's not who we are. Get closer to Hashem to realize that this is the night of Mesiras Nefesh, of perfection. Leil HaSeder is Gibor. The difference is, of course, when we quote the famous Rav Chaim, my son wrote up Rav Aaron, Aaron Hartstein, wrote up a beautiful piece of the differences of why the Seder is different than the regular Zechir we have twice a day. And one of the reasons Rav Chaim gives is because it's Al Yidei Dibur that's very specific. We're careful with our language. But it's a perfection. We have to be careful. Not just we know that we are not supposed to talk Divrei Chol during Shulchan Aruch. You know why? Because we're in the middle of Hallel, says Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. That we're in the middle of the Shevach, the Hodah, and that's supposed to make us want to say Hallel at the end. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, the Hashem. We spoke about Avadim the first two paragraphs, and now is the real praise of Hashem. But it should come through the Dibur, the beautiful Dibur we should have. Not the fake Dibur of saying good Shabbos to somebody when we're walking to Shul and we don't really feel it. But heartfelt. Not the Rambam's Echa Bapeva Echa Balev. Ela Toichu Kebaroi. The purest of Diburs. Caring. The ultimate level of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. One of the great buildings in Tel Aviv has a huge lights that they put on all the lights read Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because we realize at the end of the day it's only Avichem Shabbat Shamayim. And that's Rabbi Akiva's Marich Be'echad. He's Marich the Dibur of the Yichud Hashem, of the Mesiras Nefesh. It's a different meal than the entire year. And then Yisrael reached the 50 levels of Tumah, says Ephraim Waxman. The last level of Tumah is the Nun. Right before he took us out, the Nun is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Realizing that the only Anoichi is the Ribbono Shelam. It's not all about me, it's all about Him. I do everything for Him. It's not about me. Don't you realize that the whole concept of quarantine is caring about other people? It's not about me. Those people that leave during quarantine and don't listen just because they want to chap a minyan or they want to go to the Levaya and they have to go daven in minyan. You know what it's all about? It's about a lack of understanding about the other people. As my Rav pointed out, Rav Bagno, we're quarantining ourselves, not for ourselves. Normally when you quarantine yourselves because you don't want other people around you because you might get sick. This is the other way around. We quarantine ourselves because we're afraid that we might make other people, the older people of the generation, sick. Or people that have Nebuch refuah issues. And now we know it can be anyone. We're doing this for other people because the Anoichi is talking about Hashem. The Anoichi is not me. I tell a great story about the Rishoner's great Seder. And how the Rishoner had special kavana during that. And he invited some of his greatest students, B'nai Aliyah, to come to the Seder with one anecdote that you have to be careful. I don't want any shtick at the Seder. Only pure thoughts. I'll tell if you don't have pure thoughts because I need the Seder to be Marich Echad, the Mesiras Nefesh that we all should have. So one of the students who were invited to the Rishoner's great Seder was so nervous No, the moment that we tell you don't have any bad thoughts, when you put your tefillin down, I once had a student who said this to me, says, the moment I learned the halacha, now I always think with my tefillin bad thoughts. So all he did, the whole Seder, is think Shema Yisrael Hashem. Shema Yisrael, and it was the greatest Seder of his life because he kept thinking about the Yichud Hashem. And then he was done. He went to another Pashut person who also ate there, and he said, what kavanah did you have? And the person said, you know the kavanah I had? I just thought Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. And then he asked the next person, that's the true point of the Seder. It's all about you, Hashem. This marriage that we had between the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ava, for us, no matter what, he's always with us. Ein Shem Mikra Ba'olam. The Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Vilna Gaon points out that the only pure Emuna is when we're children. And that Hashem is Manhig, that person, a child, with what we call Ashkacha Pratis. Special Ashkacha, special watch that he has over him because he has total Amunah. Pointed out in a shir that I had the schus of giving last night, maybe I'll have the schus to post it if I can figure out how to get the shir. Gave to Camp Masora. And we spoke about the beautiful Zohar. It's quoted in the Teferi Shlomo, where the Zohar says that the matzah is called Malcha de Menusa, the food of Amunah. The ultimate level, says the Zohar. Chelik Beis Kufay Gimel. Why? Because we eat it, and then that night that we were quarantined, and we were not allowed to leave, we didn't complain when we left Mitzrayim and said, oh, these are crackers. I would like the real bread. No. I realize, as the Teferi Shlomo says, that yes, maror I can't do haseba, but why do we do it for karech when there is maror within it in the hillel sandwich? Because there's a little of the matzah. There's a little bit of the malcha de menusa, the ultimate amunah. That as bad as it might seem, oh, it's good. And in fact, there's a shita that says that dafka should be chasa, right? Salat, as some of the meforshim say. Why chasa? Because chasa is sweet. It says, yes, it is sweet. It is true. But then it gets maror. We thought we had it good in Mitzrayim. That wasn't the ultimate place for us. It's interesting. I found that also the Zohar says that matzah is also called malcha de asusa. It's the matzah is the bread, if you will. It is the food of refuah. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zoichet to see the great refuahs for all the Nebuch people who are so sick now with this coronavirus. Let's continue. So the Gemara says it's the children that set the order of the day because, and then what happens when you get a little bit older? You say, wait a minute. Hashgacha Pratis is really me. Hashgacha Shali, Anoichi. We always have a reminder of the Keruvim. The Keruvim remind us of the children. There were two children because that's the ultimate, that it's not about me. And that's the famous line, Kan HaBen Shoel. Right before the Manish Tana, there was a minute to actually say those words in some of the Haggadahs. We are the Ben. Isn't it interesting that there is a halacha that teaches us a chiyuv to tell over the story, even if you're in bidud, you're in quarantine, and you're only Nebuch home alone. You're a single person. My heart reaches out to those Nebuch similar people who are holam alone. So why do you have to say, what are you saying the Manish Tana to yourself for? Or at least over the Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim? Because you're the Ben. You're going back to that original state of Hashgacha Pratis, of true love of the Ribbono Shel Olam, without the Anochi of thinking that you've done anything. Because all those things that you thought you done, guess what, where they are? They're in the garbage now. You were walking around and saying, ah, look at my job, better than yours. Look how much money I have in the market. Nothing's going on now. Nothing. You're lucky. Those are lucky or fortunate. We should daven for everybody. They should continue to have parnasa. And those that don't, they should find it. Somebody pointed out to Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, why, how is it possible that the Ribbono Shel Olam would give me so much money and that within 2-3 days, I lost all my money in the market? Why would he do that to me? So he told the story, beautiful story, that there was a king. And the king had, Chabiner, I believe, tells the story. And the king had a close friend, if you will, and he lent him a lot of money. Problem was is that he lent him a lot of money, and He couldn't pay back. We see in this kingdom there was law, Dina de Machusadina, and he couldn't have Rachmanas on him, so he knew the guys would now go out and they would, lo aleinu, find him and make sure he paid in other ways. So he secretly sent him the money to pay back the money that he didn't have. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom. He realized that sometimes the bad malachim need to collect. So sometimes he gives us the money so they could take it back. That way he explains a story about someone who lost their job. He was a great accountant for a business in construction. And he said, where will I find my yeshuas? The Rebbe says, go to this and this town. The moment he got there, somebody says, oh my God, you're the famous accountant. I need somebody in my construction business. You can do it. And the guy couldn't believe that the Rebbe knew exactly. And he's going back and forth. And he says, he couldn't speak. And he says, oh, you want more money? Oh, you want more? And he keeps going on and on until he finally had four times the amount of money that he made. And he went to the Rebbe, you're a Baal Moifes. I'm not a Baal Moifes. It's not a Baal Moifes story. Ribbono Shalom knows. He has the answer ready. The refuah was created before the Makkah. He has all the answers. Ein shum mikra ba'olam. You know the story of Chassam Sofer says the story of Esther of Purim just a few weeks ago. Seems like years ago. Back when we were able to go outside. Chassam Sofer beautifully says the story seems like a pretty regular story. It's a sensible story. But the beginning is very strange. How is Vashti kicked out and killed? All because of one thing. She won't go to the Suda of Ahasuerus. And who was Ahasuerus? He married into the kingdom. It was Vashti's father who was the king. Azai chutzpah. So Chassam Sofer says, you know why? Because we're told that we were nana for Suda Ahasuerus, commemorating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which he thought would never be rebuilt because he miscalculated. Guess what? They had to be punished, the Jews. But the moment Hashem said, I'm going to punish you because he loves us so much, he said, I'm also going to find the Yeshua within that punishment. And right away, he killed Vashti, which makes no sense because Haman could have overthrown him because he was on a higher level as aristocratic nature was. And the Yeshua was found in Esther. That's the Keli V'Anveyu. This is my Hashem. This is my Anoichi. That's the whole idea. We have to be kind of Ben Shoyal like a child. Hisorus of this night. Hisorus comes from the word air. Hit air root. Air. To wake up. Nisan, as we said, is the Chodesh, this Chodesh, because it's the beginning. Like a child. Katanoladami. Rambam Slaharos is Atzma Kiulu Hu Yatzav Mitzrayim. It's not commemorating what happened. It is the now. That's why this Hallel of the Pesach night is so different. There are so many different reasons why. The Chiyuv of Nashon in it. The Chiyuv that we are allowed to sit. The break that we make. We don't make a bracha. Because this is the Hallel of Shira. This is a special Hallel that we're not singing because we have a Chiyuv. It's a simultaneous Hallel, Hallel that we just say, I can't anymore. I can't believe that you love me so much, Ribbono Shalom. And that's what Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik said. That's, yes, back on Rav Chaim's Chiddush that we related before. That's the Chiddush over here. The Chiddush is that the Ribbono Shalom is saying, I want you to praise me, not what happened. Ato now. God's with me now. Heard a wonderful shiur from Moshe Weinberger. Quotes from Mishkav Evna. This gorgeous sefer. I don't know much about it, I'll admit. I think he introduced it to the world in 2004. And he said, I'm going to find out who this is. It's just an amazing sefer with all the haskamas about how do we live our life. Not just as somebody committed to Torah Mitzvahs, but with a connection to the Ribbono Shel. Now there's a site, the Lavavi, has everything in English. Good luck. And he, this is on Pesach, but he quotes his gorgeous pasuk. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Yoynasi. Celebrate, he says, Hashmini es koilech, ki koilech orev umarich naveh. I want to hear your voice, he says to the dove. This, of course, the Gemara quotes Kol b'Yisheirba, v'chulu. But here the Midrash says, what does it mean, I want to hear your voice? It tells a story about a king whose daughter was banished, but he wants to hear her voice again, and he wants her to come sing. And she comes to the city to come to sing to the king. Because of the commandment, even though she doesn't want to, and then she gets hit with rocks. Ahol ganze geshef, we don't have time for now. But says Rav Schwartz, she says, I just want to come back to you. She then realizes, and she says, my father, please let me return to you. I'm a princess. Baisai, we are the princes and the princesses of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We need to return to him. I've had some pretty powerful Kabbalah Shabbos in my life. The one in Poland, definitely. One in Sfas, definitely up there. One with my Momentum men on that amazing trip every year. But to go outside spontaneously and to hear, I am not exaggerating, hundreds of people singing Yidid Nefesh, Lechado, the all different tunes, greeting the Shabbos Malkasa, saying, Hashem, we're married to you. This is that's the holiday of this. Don't be sad. Stop being sad. Hashem loves us so much. There's a whole reason for this that's being done. As Rav Asher Weiss said, Hashem never kicked us out of our shul. That's not true, people who say that. We weren't kicked out. We said, I need to leave the shul because we want to save people's lives, because it's not only about Anoichi. We understand that our connection to Hashem is much stronger than just Tama Shul. Because you know the difference, though? He said, when we locked the doors of Shari Tzedek's shul that's never been locked in the history of the state of Israel, one nurse said, please, keep the lights on. The light is still on. The Torahs are still there. And Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha ben Hashuva, as all the shuls here in Ma'a Beit Shemesh put up these beautiful banners. We're going to come back. But you know why we're not there, Hashem? Because we care. The Anoichi is all about you, Hashem. It's about being quarantined because we care about other people. And that's what we have to realize at this time. This amazing yontif that we have of Ahavas Hashem, bringing back to the basics with a small Chavrub Chabura. Maybe just your immediate family. Maybe Nebuch just one person. Maybe Nebuch that old person who's alone. And before Yontif, we're going to call them. We're going to Zoom them. Before Yontif starts, get ready early so that you have 2 hours. You could say the Manashtana to them. Make them happy. But recognize this is the Avo that we have. Forget about everything that's going on outside. Stop the excuses. I got to do this, got to do that. I'm running back and forth. You're not running anywhere anymore. There's an Ahava Ad Belidai. There's a Hallel you should sing with great simcha. We're married to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the engagement party. That's the Shir Hashirim. Kol Do Yidofek. Are you listening? We should be zeichet to listen to the voice of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's crying out to us how much he loves us, and he has the refuah. Please, Hashem, reveal the refuah so we can get through this, because we will get through this. We should be zeichet that this will be the most special, love-filled Seder of our lives. Memorable. Should be zeichet to eat from the Tzvachim and the Pasim, Psachim, to be as Goel Tzedek, the Mehira v'Yameinu, Amen v'Amen, a Chag Kosher v'Sameach, may it be the year of Gula.